Have you ever not only had a bad day, but a bad year or season? How about 2 years? 2020 and 2021 were some of the most challenging years of my life. I had 2 surgeries in 2020, and in 2021, I suffered an excruciating neck injury that left me in bed for months. So I couldn't do anything about our failing business and ministry finances that left me with a $5,000 loss at the end of it all. On top of that, I was undergoing some of the most severe spiritual attack I'd ever experienced. I felt like I was losing my life, my mind, my time, and an important season in my relationships that I didn't think I could get back. And then it was over, and I felt a shift, and I watched God faithfully restore all that was lost. When we go through challenges, it's easy to forget that this too shall pass. So if you need hope that your God is still a healer, provider, and restorer, this video is for you. Welcome to Beloved Women with me, Christina Patterson, where we empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. If you are new here, welcome. Please be sure to subscribe so that you never miss a video. And for those of you returning, welcome back. For daily encouragement, weekly Bible study with me, and unlimited videos to grow your faith, I invite you to join the Beloved Women app. What if God was trying to restore what you once lost? Would you recognize it, or would fear of repeating the past blind you from seeing God moving in your life? I was battling a lot of physical challenges, and I was under extreme spiritual warfare from 2020 to 2021. And then 2022 rolled around, and I could sense a shift. I could literally feel it. At the beginning of 2022, my pastor gave a sermon called Double Blessing, and it really resonated with me because I could feel that things were starting to turn around and look up again. And that is exactly what happened. Due to all of the health challenges that I had faced previously, I ended the year with a $5,000 loss in business and ministry, not to mention all the spiritual attack that I was under. But what really hurt me the most during that time was feeling like I had lost time with my family. I was so excited to see my dad in Texas after not seeing him throughout the pandemic, but we had to cancel that trip. All the plans I had to spend with my children that summer were canceled, and that hurt the most. But God is a restorer. In 2022, God restored what we lost in our finances, and we had one of our best years ever as a ministry. I got to see my dad numerous times that year, and we even took a last minute trip to the beach for an entire week as a family where I just spent entire days out by the ocean with my kids, and we created memories that we will have for a lifetime. When someone would ask me in 2022 how I was doing, I would say, oh my gosh, God is restoring everything that was lost. As many of you know, no matter how bad things get, this too shall pass. Every period in life, every phase is just a season, and we should approach it and view it accordingly. So that season of struggle and battle and pain that I went through was just that. It was only a season, and so is yours. That means there will be a transition, a turning point, a shift where things will start to look up again. God will turn it around. If we're careful to pay attention, we'll see God moving. But if we don't, we risk staying stuck when we don't need to. In today's video, we will learn why we can trust God to restore what was lost, why we often miss God when He's trying to turn things around for us, and 4 signs God is restoring our lives, our stories, and our souls. But first, let's discuss what it means for God to restore. The word restore means to bring back to existence or use. It means to renew. The prefix re means again and again. It represents repetition. This means whatever God gave us or did for us before, He can do it again. He can restore what was lost, damaged, rejected, or neglected. We see one of His most notable acts of restoration in the life of Job. The losses of Job's children, wealth, and health are all recorded within the first few chapters of the book of Job. Much of the book documents him navigating loss, disappointment, and despair. But at the end of the final chapter of Job, we learn of his restoration. Job 42 verse 12 says, "And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning." As I reflected on Job's story, I realized God didn't bring back what Job lost, but he did bless the life Job had left. We can often miss God restoring what was lost because we think things will never be the same. And we draw the conclusion then that they can never be good again. But God's restoration doesn't mean your life will look exactly the same as it did before. It means he can still use what's left to make something good, and oftentimes something even better. Now, this may be why we can sometimes miss God restoring our lives if we're not careful. We can allow our fear of the past repeating itself to discourage us from moving forward in faith to take hold of what God has for us as we navigate out of a challenging season. I think of Peter, who betrayed Jesus before Jesus was crucified. Discouraged, Peter went back to fishing until Jesus met him by the lake where he was fishing and restored the call Peter thought he lost. I imagine Peter was afraid he'd mess up again, fearful he couldn't be trusted as he once was. Instead, Jesus gives Peter another chance, and Peter takes it. Peter moves forward to become the rock Jesus would build his church on, as Jesus said that he would despite Peter's past mistakes. If God is giving us a second chance, we don't need to fear history repeating itself, because God has strengthened you to carry this restored life better than before. So don't count yourself out, because God surely hasn't. How do we know that? Well, here are four signs that God is restoring what was lost. Many people look to the life of Job to encourage them of God's restorative power. One point of his story, however, that we often overlook is found in Job 42 verse 10 that reads, "And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." When Job was struggling, his friends were of no help. They accused Job of causing his own misfortune. But God calls Job to pray for and release his friends before Job's life is restored himself. Unforgiveness keeps us stuck in the past. So if we feel that God is showing us any offensive way in our hearts that we need to let go of and release, it can very well be because he is about to restore something that was lost in our past. He's trying to open a new door to do something new in our lives, and he knows that we can't move forward and walk into that if we have unforgiveness in our hearts, because unforgiveness only keeps us stuck back in the past. So God is revealing to you that you need to forgive, because he doesn't want unforgiveness holding you back. He wants you to be free to receive what he is about to restore in your life. As I stated earlier when I was discussing the meaning of the word restoration, the prefix re means again and again. It means repetition. So another sign that God is about to restore your life is that he's asking you to do something again. I had a friend get out of a toxic relationship a few years ago. And so she took some time away from dating to heal. And honestly, I think she probably was thinking that she wouldn't get in a relationship again or ever get married. And, you know, she was just in a really disheartened place. But God brought another young man into her life sometime after all of that. And she became fearful because she thought that what happened in the past might happen again. And so she was hesitant to date again, even though she felt like God was leading her to spend time and get to know this new young gentleman. As she did, and she's telling me about it, and I'm praying for her because I know her past and everything that she was going through, the Lord put this word on my heart for her that I shared with her, and I'll share it with you today. It was, "This is not that." Sometimes God is telling you to do something again, to run it back, to try one more time. But because you've been so wounded in the past, we might start to think that the past will repeat itself, and we hesitate and we stop and we freeze and we don't try one more time. But sometimes God is telling us to go again because he's trying to restore what was lost. He's trying to give us what was once taken before. Now, this takes extreme courage, and it takes ensuring that we really are hearing from God. But once we know that it's God speaking to us, it's time to go again because he's trying to do something new and restore something that was lost. Often this will make us very uncomfortable, which is the next sign that God may be trying to restore our lives and souls. Restoration is beautiful, but it's not always easy. And it's not always comfortable. God restored Job's life after all of that loss that he experienced. But that restoration wasn't just God waving a magic wand over Job's life and things just magically appearing and happening. No, Job had to get out there and try again and live life again and actively participate in God restoring his life. He had to get up from his sickbed and live again. He had to have sex again with his wife if he wanted to have more kids. He had to go out to his land and take care of it and take care of all the animals if he wanted to get all of his crops and his livestock back. He had to get back to the art of living in order for God to restore his life. And that is not always easy, and it doesn't always feel good, because when you've been laying on your sickbed for so long, when you've been hurt so many times, when you've lost so much, you start to get stiff. You start to get weary and tired, and sometimes it just feels easier to just stay right where you are, which means we may miss the final sign that God is trying to restore our lives, which is that we are getting our joy back. Restoration is very much an inside job. When we think about restoration, we often think about what we've lost physically, even what we've lost relationally. But restoration is also very much God giving us our joy back, giving us our spark for life back, igniting our passion to live again. Much of what we've lost as we navigate this fallen world is our joy, our peace, our hope. But no matter what life looks like, our light for life can always be restored in Christ. It's then that we can confidently proclaim the words of Psalm 30 verse 11 that says, "You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy." If you sense God restoring what was once lost and you are ready to get your joy back, I want to invite you to watch this video where I share 5 biblical habits of a joy-filled life. For more encouragement, be sure to download my Bible study called Worry Free to learn the 3 lies feeding your worry and the truth to set you free at belovedwomen.org. And thank you so much for watching. And until next time, be beautiful, be blessed, and be loved.